Fast Lady, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Ex-Lady, by Cecily, A. Olsund. Ever since I got with Harold, the thought of his ex-girlfriend kept nagging at my mind. Yes, I was jealous, but I still got pretty horny by the thought of them fucking each other. I got horny because Christina was a completely different kind of woman than me. Chris, as everyone called her, was tough, sporty, and a tomboy. By all means, I'm that too. But I had bigger breasts, wore sexier underwear, and I knew the difference between mascara and stay-ups. 2 weeks ago, Chris knew nothing about stuff like that. Besides, I used flirtation and erotics to get male attention. But Chris got their attention because she was one of them. I'd be lying if it didn't make me a little envious and jealous. She talked with the most rugged of men without batting an eyelid. But I had to flirt and put on airs. I knew Chris was going to the annual party at the Divers Club, being an obvious guest. She was one of the most passionate members of the club. Harold didn't want to go, but I decided to go regardless. I already decided on my outfit and picked out a pair of silk stockings. The only thing I needed now was to buy a new push-up bra. It was supposed to create just as much cleavage between my breasts as I thought was decent. And besides, it felt amazing to have them propped up. They swayed in a very sexy way. Every time I saw a woman wear a push-up bra, I couldn't ignore the sex and horniness oozing from them. Worst of all, I really wanted to touch their breasts, squeeze a little hard and suck their nipples. Well, the hunt for the bra continued, and I ended up with a sexy dress instead. I had to have the dress. It was a perfect fit as I came out of the dressing room. It was a dog collar, with shiny shoes, and the shoulders and back were open. It made me feel erotic and a little tough. The swimming had made my shoulders a little broader than most other women, but the dress still looked hot. With long black silk gloves, the outfit clearly drew the attention of a couple of guys at the club, and a certain Christina. I sat across from her at the party, but she was busy talking to her mates. She had been single ever since Harold and she broke up. She was surprisingly sexy tonight. Thankfully, Harold wasn't here. I knew everything was over between them, but I didn't want him to see her like this. If I thought she was gorgeous, so would men. As the wine made my body heat up, I dared to send Chris a smile. She smiled and winked at me. Thank God she didn't seem angry or bitter towards me. I didn't quite get the wink, though. After some food and grand speeches, it was time for everybody to get to the dance floor. Then, seemingly out of nowhere, Chris winked at me. Was it at me? What did she mean by it? Regardless, it got me excited and a little scared. As the wine continued to heat my body, my worries disappeared. Only excitement was left, and my fantasies grew intense. I knew I got some admiring glances and a few light strokes over my ass, which only heightened my growing feelings. When I danced with Thomas, he told me that there was more than one man who wanted me to join them at the after party.